You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 355. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey, 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 and welcome back to the podcast, my friend. I hope you're having a brilliant week so far. Now, today you are in for a treat. Why is that, you ask? I'm interviewing the amazing Winnie Wu, who's going to share with you how her first launch yielded her $27,000 with only an email list of 12. But not just that. In just 5 months, she hit her first six figures for this particular business. We talk about how you don't need big numbers to launch, but we also chat about what's it taken her specifically to build not one, but three different businesses, two bricks and mortar and one in the online space, being a mom to two under four, but also what it's been like to invest in her business with a business coach. You're not going to want to miss this episode. It's absolutely brilliant. And Winnie is just a well-rounded, good human being. So let's jump in. Hey, 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 Winnie, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, Ange.
I'm so excited to have you here. I mean, you've been in my space for a little over a year now. When you originally reached out, we had a discovery call together. You actually won one of my scholarships, and now you've been inside of my higher level mastermind for a little over a year. You've just re-signed, and I wanted to bring you on today because I want to demonstrate to the listeners that you don't have to have a big following, a big list, a big everything in order to be successful. And that product and offers, intuition, like we're going to talk about, and also just willing to take action no matter what, is what has gotten you where you are with your third business. But before we jump into today and all of that goodness, give us a little bit of an introduction about who is Winnie. Where did you start in business and where are you at today?
Okay. So Winnie, I am a physiotherapist in background. So I'm trained as a dance and pelvic health physiotherapist. I launched my first business in 2010. So that was like a solo practitioner clinic with a personal brand as a dance physio. And then 2018, went into a group practice with a team. Then I started the third clinic, basically Papaya, which is an integrative like women's health clinic, just last year. And at the same time, I went into online business to start the Clinic Project, which is a business strategy for women clinic owners and helping them scale their brick and mortar clinics last year. That's when I started working with you.
So tell us a little bit. First of all, I love your, you know, initiative. I love your awesomeness. And I love that, you know, you're willing to give things a go. You back yourself. And that's one of the things that I look for when I work with people inside of the masterminds is, do they back themselves? Are they prepared to take risks, understanding that they could fail and that failure is not necessarily a bad thing? And last year, like you said, you opened up Papaya and you also really branched out into the coaching space for your particular niche. And it's just good to see that women back themselves. Now, for the listeners out there, though, tell them a little bit about what was going on when you first reached out to me. Because at that stage, Papaya was just an idea. It wasn't fully launched at that stage. And the coaching side hadn't fully launched at that stage. So before you're like, yep, I'm in to work with you, Ange, walk it through the listeners. What was the day-to-day life? What were some of the challenges you were facing? What were the struggles? What was keeping you up at night? Because it's important for the others to know that they're not alone. So give us that kind of picture. Paint us that story.
When I first came to, so basically I knew that I need help with someone. I just had my baby, my baby was 5 months old when I first came to you. And that's my second bub. And I was sitting in that zone where I think I need to do something different. I already have an established business, seven figures, running the autopilot. I'm not really working and I don't need to go back to work. So be chill. But I know that I couldn't sit in that space and that's just not who I am. And so I have all these business ideas coming through to me. And when I first came to you, I know that I want to build an ecosystem of businesses that sort of can refer back to each other and stuff like that and build my personal profile. But I was lacking direction. And I know like with the million of ideas in my head, I need someone to really keep me on track and pull me back when I need to. You know, be pulled back. And I tend to overcommit to things. So, and I think that you can see that over the last year when I'm working with you. I've pivoted so many times and yes, I'm willing to change and I'm willing to, I love changes, but at the same time, like you need to step in sometimes, most of the time, and tell me that, you know, Winnie, you need to stop, you know, or you need to like, you know, pause a little bit. And that really applies to the reason to why I start working with you as well, is I was in that zone of I have a million ideas and I don't know what to pick. Plus I know that I want to go into online businesses and I have no experience with online business. So I don't know what to do. And I don't want to waste time sort of exploring that myself. So I know that I need a business coach.
Love it. And what I, again, time is a big thing. There's so many people that will try and figure everything out by YouTubing, Googling, and that will work. I'm not saying it, but the amount of hours that it takes to try and stitch all of these pieces together. And I always encourage people when they're looking at working with me is to really understand what is it costing you in time? What is it costing you in sleep? What is it costing you in your relationships? Because those are all the things that people don't often think about. And so I'm glad that you brought up the time notion, because again, it's like, you're like, I'm a mom to two young kids under five, you know, I've got two businesses. I've got this third idea. Time. I don't want to be wasting time. Now, one of the things though, that I want to really speak about today is that, again, often everyone thinks that they've got to have everything figured out. And that also you've got to have a big email list, big community in order to be successful. Now, let's make it very clear. You have been in business before, bricks and mortar. So you understand some basic concepts, though, about business, foundations, messaging, positioning, and offers. So you kind of had a little bit of an upper hand going into the online world, even though it was still exceptionally new to you. But let's talk about that first launch. You came to me, you're like, these are the ideas that I have. We kind of hash things out and you're like, I'm going in. And I'm like, what's your audience look like? And you're like, man, we kind of have a little bit of an audience, but we don't. I said, Winnie, I need to know a little bit more. Walk us through how big was your email list? How big was your Facebook community, et cetera? Because this is really important for those out there understanding that you don't need big in order to be successful.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. So I had basically zero presence, I would say. I just started my Instagram page on this new business, the Clinic Project. So my Instagram following is probably less than 100. My email list at that point, I didn't have a lead magnet at that point. So whoever was on my email list, I actually don't know how they got onto it, but I had 12 people on my email list. I just started a Facebook group and that was like 20 something people in there. Most of them are people that already know me, so they're not new in my world. And I decided to launch the program anyway. And I did a 27K launch, which is really good.
$27,000 launch, basically off of, if you add up 100 people on Instagram, 12 on the email list and 20 in the group, you had potentially 132 people to market to. And yet you were still able to pull off a $27,000 launch. Now, again, I think I'm very big about transparency. The people that bought from you, most of them did kind of know you because you were kind of leading the space in private practice. Would that be an accurate reflection?
Actually, no, they did not know me before.
Okay. They didn't know you. Okay.
Did not know me before. I launched by doing Facebook groups messages. I posted just, you know, wanting to talk to women in leadership positions in clinics. And through those conversations, I think I had around 20 something calls booked.
Okay. Now it's coming back to me. It's been a while, Winnie. Yes. I remember we actually came up with this, do you know what I mean, strategy. Yes. Walk me through again.
I had those conversations and then out of those, I think almost half of those people signed up with me when I then launched the program. And, you know, when I first, so we talked about this to do market research. Mm-hmm. Which is why I had those conversations. They were supposed to be market research calls. Mm-hmm. However, because the momentum was there and I really, through those calls and conversations, I spent around an hour talking to people, each person, and I know that it is a much needed product that mm-hmm. is out there. Like it's just need to come. And so with that momentum, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to launch it right now. I'm not going to wait. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wait until the norm metrics are there. I'm just going to go for it. And mm-hmm. so I did it. And then that's it.
And this is important though, is that one of the things that I talk often about, not just with you, I'm working with about four other women inside the mastermind at the moment, is those conversations. Conversations equal connection, which equal conversions. But often people that want to hop on a call because they're like, I'm not going to see an immediate return, right? What a waste of my time. But numbers don't lie. The more conversations you have, it's inevitable that you will make money. And so that's what you did. And I remember you started to gain that momentum and you're like, I don't really have a lot of time, but I want to do another 10. And I was like, okay, let's just see how we go. And you did it. And you said, and there's so much value that these conversations have given me. And you're like, and so that's when we mapped out the modules. I think, didn't you sell off of a Google Doc the first time?
No, I did not. I actually sold off conversations. I did not.
So there's nothing. And so
it was a Google Doc, but the Google Doc was just my framework.
Exactly right. So this is the other thing. So often people will build the sales page, have everything look pretty, have all the bells and whistles. And I said, Winnie, I said, don't build this until we have the conversion. Because so many people that are like, I spent hours and months trying to do this and I didn't get anyone. I said, use a Google Doc, go back to the conversations, show them again how it's going to transform them. What are the features, et cetera? And that, again, is another thing that you took imperfect action and we didn't have all the bells and whistles and it still brought you in 27K. But since then, Winnie, in the first 6 months of you being in business, you had this first launch, but then you actually hit six figures within 6 months, correct?
Yeah, within five.
5 months. Right. And so for those of you that are listening, when you have a good product, you understand what your community needs, they will buy from you. But often people are building products that have nothing, zero relevancy to what people are actually wanting. So by Winnie hopping on those calls, having conversations, she found what they wanted, she created what they needed. And so where can you as the listener start to have more conversations? I know right now inside of the mastermind, we have another lady who's been doing a white paper interview. So she's going to create this white paper. She's interviewing top Australian ASX companies, I think, or ASX. I can never get the acronyms correct. And so she's had six conversations with people about, do you mean perimenopause and menopause within, do you mean their culture within their community? And the six people out of the eight interviews that she's already done have now asked her to send a proposal on how she can help them within the workforce. Now, she didn't go in there to sell them anything, just like you didn't go in on your conversations to sell them anything. She went in there to get curious, to figure out what was going on. Then from that, there's a need. She created the product and now proposals are out. So again, it doesn't have to be overcomplicated, people. So thank you for sharing, Winnie, but I also just always like to be super transparent that again, you've been in business, but you did not, regardless in the online space, have huge numbers. And even now, correct me if I'm wrong, you've got around 900 on your Facebook group and you've got about 1500 on your email list. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. And one of the things that we were talking about before we hit record was bigger numbers in niche markets mean nothing. So if someone's an online business coach, they can speak to thousands and thousands. But because you're specifically speaking to private practice owners, Winnie's numbers will probably always be much smaller than everyone else. But the thing is, those numbers will typically convert more because Winnie's specifically speaking to them versus being a generalist. So again, be mindful of vanity metrics and actual numbers that are going to, you know what I mean, put money on the table. Now, my next question for you, Winnie, is, So you hopped on a discovery call with me. You won a partial grant to also work with me. But what actually made you take that jump or make the shift to actually truly investing in your business, but also yourself by hiring me as your business consultant and coach?
Yeah. So I knew I definitely need a business coach. That was not it's not a yes, no question. It's who I go with. And I have had previous business coaches before, like for my clinics and to get to where I was. Mm-hmm. The reason why I went with you is because first of your testimonials, I actually remember reading your testimonials, looking at all the other success stories that you have and how you work with people. But another thing is I like I listened to your podcast. Actually, I binge listened to your podcast before I made the decision because I need to. That is my way of cross-checking everything. So I binged it and I really like how heart-centered you are and that you go back to like the alignment thing, which doesn't really exist in my world at that point. Like I knew. So that is the main reason. And I feel like there are different pathways that you can accommodate for. Like you're not set in stone in, okay, this is the pathway for you and you need to do exactly this. Mm-hmm. Where you're really open and listening to who I am, what I want, and then you guide me through. So that is the reason why I chose to work with you.
Oh, well, thank you. I always love hearing these little bits of goodness, you know? And that is one of the things is each of you in my programs, I don't work specifically with a particular niche. And so I do have a framework where I need to make sure that your strategy, your health, your wealth, and your relationships, that model is in alignment for you because no two people in the group, as you will know, are the same. Everyone gets different advice from me. However, yes, I'm heart-centered. Yes, I'm alignment. I would say I'm nurturing and I'm caring, but I can be a bit of a mean person sometimes, a bit of a tough person sometimes, Winnie. And there was a conversation recently, actually you were on my podcast, I don't remember what episode it was, when I talked about telling someone to putting their business on hold, even though it's making 10K months. And I remember we were at the retreat and I looked at you and I was like, Winnie, you've got too many things spinning right now. Something's got to give here. And you looked at me as if to say, well, that's not going to happen. I'm not doing that. Like, you're crazy, Ange. Do you know what I mean? That's not what's going on. And I said, but Winnie, I said, if you keep going at the pace you're going, what is it going to cost you with your relationship with your girls, the relationship with your partner, brand reputation, you know, team, all of that. And so my advice to you was, even though you made 6 figures in 5 months and you had that first $27,000 launch, I said, Winnie, can you just put it on pause for 60 days? And tell people what your thoughts were when I gave that advice to you.
Oh, I thought you were crazy. You know, because like straight away, I was like, that is what I worked so hard for in the last 7 months. There's no way I'm going to step down and back up a bit. Mm-hmm. And I keep using the word that I'm going backwards. Mm-hmm. And you sort of said that, no, you're not going backwards. You're just putting on pause. And I realize like how I was thinking and how that was a really good decision. For me, it was just a straight off a resistance. I was like, there's no way I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. And part of that probably is ego, but the other part of it is perfectionist as well. It's like this, you know, I have gone so far. If I stop, I remember this conversation. If we stop lead gen for the online business in the online world, basically I stop operating and I'm going to erase all the good stuff that I did. Mm-hmm. In the last 7 months. And I think it was really, however, when I made the decision, okay, I'm going to listen and I'm going to take that action and put my attention into my clinics and into my family, I just feel like a big relief. Mm-hmm. I feel so much lighter. Like that weekend afterwards when I messaged you, I feel so much lighter. And that is also when I realized how much time and energy and mental load I was actually spending in building the online business and how much of those little things that actually doesn't matter. Like, so by being going on a pause and analyzing what I was doing, it gives me a bit more clarity. So I'm going backwards definitely not going backwards, but I'm putting on a pause so that I can go forward a lot more later. Mm-hmm. I can have more powerful and more impactful actions and do that later when I go back into it.
And one of the things to give additional context is that Winnie has the first physio clinic. She had just launched the second clinic. And one of your long-term goals is ultimately to be able to sell both of those clinics. And as you said, like be, you know, free to travel the world and do whatever you want and not be tied down. And I said, well, in order for us to prepare those businesses for selling, you have to hit a certain revenue percentage in the second clinic in order to get that on track. And so at time of recording, our retreat was in February. We are now at the end of March. This will drop in April. So we're about 40-ish days into the exercise of putting it on pause. Since you've put the lead gen for the coaching side on pause, tell us about what's actually happened with the clinic that you wanted to increase revenue on.
So the clinics, to the clinics, be more present. At the same time, I've got some staff changes as well. My practice manager has moved on and I need a new practice manager. And in the clinic world, for those who are in clinics, practice manager is everything in terms of that. She's my second brain. Yep. So, you know, losing that person and retraining someone into that position means that that needs more of my focus as well. My our utilization, our bookings and everything went from 50% to now 70%. And that's just through a couple of actions that we did that, again, you know, being with you, you talk about 10x actions. So that also helped me to focus on what actions to actually take and not do the stuff, but the big impact stuff. And that really helped us to actually move that number higher up as well. So we are on track to meeting that 80% utilization in that 60 days that we talked about.
Yeah. So again, by being able, sometimes we try and focus on so many things that we're only kind of doing things half-assed. And though I said, if you continue to choose to do all three, you will eventually get there. But because you're spreading yourself so thin, it's going to take you longer because you don't have as much time. So that's when I said, put the other stuff on hold just for now, because you're going to be able to optimize and accelerate after those 60 days, right? But again, Now both clinics are on track for doing what we need to do. Practice manager, I believe you've hired, is in getting trained. Is that correct?
Yep. She's doing really well.
Attention, women in business, get ready to ignite your success and elevate your game. Join me for an exclusive 3-day Women in Business conference from October 31st to November 2nd at the breathtaking Gold Coast, Australia. Designed exclusively for online business owners, service-based business owners, coaches, consultants, and course creators. What to expect at this amazing 3-day Women in Business conference? Expect an immersive experience filled with fun, empowering keynote speakers, interactive workshops, networking opportunities with other successful business owners, gain valuable insights, forge meaningful connections, and leave inspired to take your business to new heights. 12 speakers have already been announced, with 5 more speakers being announced shortly. We have Steph Taylor joining us, Anita Seek joining us, Lisa Cordiff joining us, and not to mention Maddie from Sound Healing Australia, who will be there for the most magical sound healing experience ever. You do not want to miss the event of the year for women in business. To secure your ticket, head to angelahenderson.com.au today.
Yeah, because we also knew, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to say the wrong wording, that when we were talking is that you would also know in these 60 days if this practice manager was going to work or not work, because you really needed to be able to have this practice manager on board in order for you to then step back out and then double down on the coaching, correct?
Yeah. So in May this year, in May this year, I booked a holiday. Have the whole of May off, and then in July I'll have the whole of July off, and that I booked those holidays when my previous manager was there, so that, you know, that'll be all right. And now with a new practice manager, that is my goal as well. Like, I need to get her to be able to tick over so that I can actually go on holiday and not worry about so much. But the other thing is, and you don't know about this, since putting things on, like, my lead gen on hold, my energy has changed.
100%.
How I'm projecting myself to the outside world has changed as well. So personal profiles, my personal Instagram, personal things of what I'm doing with the clinics doesn't stop, right? So that has attracted people to me for the coaching business. And that is that indirect sort of influence, I suppose. But now I've got a wait list of a new offer that I'm launching in May. And I've got a 27K at the moment waiting for May to start. I mean, that is just filling it halfway.
How good is that? And that's energy is everything. And, you know, most people, when they start working with me, I think you would probably say you included, when I talk about alignment and energy, most people are like, meh, where's the next funnel? Where's the next lead? Where's the next this? But I slowly keep talking about it. And then slowly I can see the light bulb moments with each of you going, oh, that's what Ange meant. So it doesn't surprise me, because you're now more in alignment than ever before. And you're stepping into that new version of you, that like attracts like. So by default, you're still going to be doing lead gen indirectly, even though that's not what you're working on. The world works in mysterious ways. Now, one of the things you did mention is that you're taking off the month of May and you're taking off the month of June. Now, I remember when we were in Bali, because you came to my Bali retreat last year, and I was like, Winnie, you know, what are you doing to take time off with the family? Because you've got two small girls. Mm. And you're like, oh, you know, we're good. And I was like, no, Winnie, I was like, what are you doing? And I remember that was our conversation at the beginning of Bali. And I remember at the end of Bali, you're like, nope, I'm going home and I'm doubling down on holidays. And I think you said you wanted to have 12 weekends away or 12 weeks or something. I can't remember the exact number, but now you've made it happen. So how good does it identify that you can still be successful, you can still be a mom, and you can still take holiday and make money?
Yeah, I'm a big holiday fan. I travel a lot with the family. However, during COVID, we couldn't do that. And then with the girls, like, you know, with new bubs as well, it's really hard. So I knew that we need holidays. And that is the first thing that I put in my calendar when I was planning my 2024 calendar to put the holidays in and just cross those months out so I know that they're in. And I, you know, at this point, when you have two businesses sort of on infancy, like they're not even a year old, it is a pretty risky move to take to step away. And when I say step away, I really try and step away, not like, you know, 50% in the business and 50% off. But I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah. And again, this is the thing, is once you make a commitment, you will, and there's things at stake, you will find out ways to make it work.
Yeah,
you will. And this is where, when people don't have things at stake, so they're either not invested in a business coach, or they, you know, they're still working full time. And don't get me wrong, I worked full time too as I transitioned into it, so I get it. But it's like, once you have something at stake, something shifts in you. And you're like, I'm not going back, do you know what I mean, to the 9 to 5. Like, I've just signed off on this new, you know, $800,000 investment property, for example. You know, it was my first and big investment since leaving my ex-husband, right? It's an investment on my own. And I'm like, what if I couldn't make the payments, for example, right? But I'm like, now that it's like, that's something that's at stake. I do not want to lose an investment property come hell or high water. So I will do whatever I need to do to make sure that I have that, you know, and that's just one property. And my goal is to build, you know, one house per year is my goal. Investment property, don't know if I'll get there, but that's my goal. But when you've got something at stake, you fight harder than ever before. It's not necessarily hustle, but you're determined to figure something out, you know? So by you having those months, you're like, I need to get the practice manager. It has to work. I've got to get everything set up. So I love that. Now, my next question, Winnie, is, what has been your favorite part working with me as your business consultant and coach?
Your support, because I can message you anytime. Well, I can do that, even though I don't do that all the time. But then just knowing that I can, and that you actually like respond straight away, like your immediate response, is, it's very appreciated. Like, I love that. And then also the other thing is you keep me accountable. You know, when I'm silent, when I go radio silent for a couple of weeks, you would definitely message me.
Yeah, I think I did this last week. But radio silence doesn't necessarily mean bad. But, you know, there's this notion about, there's a lot of business coaches that will say things, it's not my responsibility to take care of my clients. And I agree to disagree on that. It's not my responsibility to micromanage. But I think, Winnie, you would say is, I genuinely care about each of you in the program. I know if you're married, if you have kids, where you live, like, you guys, I wouldn't, to keep the boundaries, but like, I would walk down the street and give you guys a hug, you know, like, it's really important. And so, you know, though I don't have to micromanage you, I notice that if you're not there after a week or so, I'm like, okay, what's going on? Is Winnie self-sabotaging? Is she just kicking ass and taking action and been too busy to come to the calls? Is she sick? Or are the kids sick? Like, I genuinely care about those things. And I don't think all coaches do that.
Yeah, definitely. And I have been in other coaching programs, so I definitely know that difference. For you is the personal connections. Definitely not, I don't feel like a number. And I like that the group is small, and that we actually all know each other. So like, that community is really good, and everybody chimes in, like, not just you, right? Everybody has a say when it comes to like some problems, and that's super helpful.
Absolutely. Because again, a mastermind should never be about one person. It should be about mastering of minds collectively, you know? And even though we've got like recruitment agencies, we've got, you know, perimenopause and menopause and, you know, social workers and all these other people, everyone has different life experiences and different businesses and or different experiences in business that add to, you know, this might work for you, Winnie, it might not, but then you've got different views to contemplate versus just hearing Ange's view, you know? So I think that is powerful.
definitely.
Now, for those listeners sitting on the fence and maybe, you know, I've been wanting to work with you, Ange, for a while, not too sure, or what words of encouragement would you give people to actually jump from the fence and truly invest in themselves and, you know, and take that next step of action?
So I personally think investment is always the best investment when it comes to business.
Mm-hmm.
And like if the question is about whether I should hire a business coach or not, like, yes, definitely just go for it. That is going to be 100%. And the question comes to whether to work with Ange or not. I think Ange is really, really good in terms of understanding the root cause of the problems that comes. Like sometimes we're so blind in, okay, these are like the symptoms. And this is a bit clinical talk, right? But this is like symptoms I have and I'm emotionally invested in these symptoms that I have. However, like you need another person to look at it objectively and be able to give that opinion and understand that, okay, maybe the root cause is really not about these symptoms, it's something else.
Mm.
And have that bigger picture. And so you're really good at doing that and guiding me through. And you're also really straightforward, right? Like you don't sugarcoat things, and which is what I like. Mm.
And that's time. Like it's like I don't know about you, but I believe that I consult, which is I give advice and guidance when needed, but I'll also coach when needed. There's two very different things. There's a time when I'll be like, Winnie, how do you feel about that? What's coming up for you, Winnie? And I'll ask more clarifying or deeper questions. But then there's other times when you're like, Ange, let's just say, I've got this problem and I need an answer. That's not the space to be like, how do you feel about this, Winnie? You're like, just help me find a solution, Ange, right? So that's where I blend the consulting and coaching. There's a time and place for it because most of you already have the answers inside of you. And I got to extract that from you, but other times you don't. And that's where consultant comes into play. Now, we've just got a couple of final questions before we start to wrap up, my friend. You've just had your biggest year in your business career, not one, but you've launched two other businesses. Besides getting strategy and obviously support from me as your business consultant coach, what other key elements do you feel that you took to make this happen? Because people think you hire a business coach and they're going to be the ones that do that. I'm there to guide you. I'm there to support you. I'm there to nurture you. But there's also things that you guys do to get you to where you're at. So what do you think you did differently over the last, 12 to 14 months to make these changes?
Very good question. I will pivot whenever I need to pivot.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make changes when it's called for and it doesn't. And, the being able to make decisions like really quickly and then test things out and not be afraid to fail. And it's not really failure, right? You just learn, you just gather data, you read the data, you pivot. Like that is, I think it's why I'm here today. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm not afraid to like make those decisions. And if let's say one step is one step forward, two steps back, that's fine. Like it is still in the big picture, you're still moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
When I first came to you, I thought that there's like a correct way to do this. Mm-hmm. In the online business world, like there's one way to do this and I need to tap into that way and I need to do it exactly how other people do it. And through working with you, make you realize that there is my way of doing it and my way is going to be different from other people because I've got different businesses at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But there is actually no one right way that's correct. It's really just about getting the data, testing, having conversations, and then, and tuning into what my values are and continue to move forward in that way. But then the second thing that I think also is important is that the money mindset. So I think in terms of investment, like one thing, it could be my upbringing, but I don't think I've got a big money mindset issues. Mm-hmm. And I can see that really holds people back. And even the people that I coach as well, like that really holds people back when they, when they don't invest in business coaching, basically. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just because it will really pull them back and they don't understand that with coaching, you can accelerate like 10 times just because there's another pair of eyes and brain on the business.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I know I recently did a discovery call with this brilliant business owner and she was talking to me about, but if I pay you for the mastermind, do you guarantee that I'm going to make that money back in a month? Mm-hmm. I said, I can't guarantee anything. I never make any promises, but what I do say is I will be there. I will support you. I will guide you. I'll connect you. I'll do all that, but I can't, you still have to take action, But I also think many people forget, and I know I slightly mentioned this in the beginning of the episode, is that ROI is not just money. Sometimes when I work with businesses, we actually have to slow down and stabilize, and they might actually reduce their revenue for just a couple of months and then they skyrocket. But during that time, their ROI is they have a better relationship with their partner. They're creating memories with their kids. They're sleeping better. Their team's functioning better. And people forget that that is ROI. And people also forget that so many times people quit working with me and 12 months, 18 months later, they're like, you remember, like one lady, she's like, you remember that idea you gave me to reach out and do EAP? Do you know what I mean? So employee assistant program in corporate. I'm like, yep. She's like, we just signed an $80,000 contract off that one idea. And that was for one business. She's like, but even though you gave it to me years ago, she's like, I only was able to receive it and execute it now. But she's like, thank you for that. So ROI can also happen long after the relationship is done. And so again, I encourage people who are wanting to work with a business coach to really understand what is it costing you by not having it? And that by working with someone, it might not be an ROI return right away, but those other things that I've just spoken about, which you can't actually put a dollar figure on sometimes. Now, Winnie, my last question before we wrap up is, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you first started out in business?
Let's start with the online business because the other one is too long ago. That's what I mentioned before. There's no one way of doing it.
Yeah.
There are many different ways of doing it. And there are also many different ways that people haven't tried. So you don't be afraid to be the person who lead the way. Actually, this applies to the clinics because in the clinics, I'm leading a different way.
Yes, you are.
Practice, and I don't have anyone to model. And, oh my God, Ange, I should talk about that. Okay, let me talk about this as well.
Yes.
Do you remember I sent you a message before Papaya was launched and asked you, should I stop that? Do you remember this?
You're like, should I stop this? Yes.
Yes. Should I stop this? Because maybe it's not something that I should do now. And it's not like the right thing to do. And I'm so glad that you stopped me from stopping. But that is another one, right? Like it's just from working with you. There's no way that I should have stopped that.
But that was just what you started. And this is where, like, again, you were just starting to, all of us have self-doubt and we all will start to self-sabotage regardless of how successful you are. And when you call or when you message me that day, I can't remember exactly what questions I asked you, but it was actually more fear was showing up.
I remember what question you asked me. You asked if you really believe in this.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, 100%. Yes. Like that is exactly why I'm doing private practice and the way that I'm coaching people. Like it's because I believe in this new way of doing things. But my fear kicked in because there was no one to model.
Yes.
No one to model. It was completely new. And, but I believe in the value. I just believe in it so much. So I did it anyway. And I think that applies to the online business world as well. It doesn't have to be the conventional methods of doing things. And that is part of leadership, right? And thought leadership comes from when you believe in something and that it will, and you are making it work and you look away and showing other people, that is like the key.
And doing things differently. Like I can relate. There's a lot of people that will say, unless you've made a certain amount of revenue, you don't have the right to coach someone. And I'm like, well, hold on. What if I don't want to make, you know, $3 million a year? But I still have the skills to help someone get to $3 million a year, you know? And so there is a, you know, and I get that pushback a lot, Winnie, you know, it's like, unless you've done it this way, then you're not qualified to do it this way. So why, you better do it how everyone else is doing it. And I've helped a ton of people who make way more money than me, do you mean succeed in their business, because I've chosen to do it slightly different, you know? And remember, like attracts like. You're doing things in your way, and it shows that there's people out there, Winnie, who are prepared to buy and look at things from a different lens. I just had on the podcast last week, Sharia from One Roof, for example. I think you're in the One Roof community also. And we were talking on the podcast about, how did she say this? Like how they do their pitch fests. Normally pitch fests, you stand up, you've got a 5-minute mic presentation, and then the judges go and deliberate, and then they come back and tell you. Where she turned it on her head, and she actually said everyone, all the finalists, had to sit on a couch and pitch that way, and just a conversational pitch. And then the judges deliberated in front of everyone. Yeah. And so she too was like really worried because in this world of masculine energy and it's supposed to be this way, she didn't know how it was, but it's been received so well. And look at your stuff. You've done a model differently and it's received so well. So again, never be afraid to do something different. And again, as you say, Winnie, there's no one right way. And that's why business coaching with me, it's not cookie cutter. Everyone's strategy is very, very different based on where they're at financially, emotionally, et cetera. Now, Winnie, I think you of all, I don't know, I never want to assume, but I love each and every one of you dearly. And it has been an absolute pleasure getting to know you over the last year. And I'm super excited that I get to work with you for another year, because your energy, your wisdom, your knowledge is just so good to have inside of the mastermind, and just working with you is a treat. So thank you so much for everything. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the next year with you, Winnie.
Thank you so much, Ange.
Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.